Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 5th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Kicking off this week, Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new report claiming that Apple will bring back Touch ID fingerprint recognition to the iPhones starting in 2021. According to Kuo, Apple is working on an iPhone that would feature both Face ID and Touch ID for biometric authentication. Kuo says that Apple currently faces several technical challenges in implementing Touch ID underneath an iPhone display. These challenges include power consumption, the size of the sensing area, the thickness of the sensing module, and the production yield rate of the lamination process. Over the next 18 months, however, Kuo believes that Apple will be able to resolve a lot of those limitations, setting itself up for an iPhone with both Touch ID and Face ID in 2021. Apple has been heavily promoting Face ID as both faster and more secure than Touch ID, and Kuo believes that Apple likely sees Face ID and Touch ID as complementary, and that the company will likely unify the experience between both biometric options. This isn't the first time we've heard of Apple's plans of moving back to Touch ID on the iPhone. Kuo, however, is by far the most reliable source to make this claim. Nonetheless, Kuo is seemingly operating under the assumption that Apple will be able to successfully resolve all of those technical limitations. If Apple hits roadblocks in that process, however, it could be possible that it scraps its plans for Touch ID altogether. In other news, the Federal Trade Commission is reportedly investigating Apple and Amazon. As a quick refresher, Apple and Amazon reached a deal last year allowing Apple to directly sell the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch through Amazon. That deal is now what's being investigated by the FTC. The issue being investigated is how Apple's deal with Amazon affected third-party resellers. Prior to the deal between the two companies, those resellers were the only option for buying many Apple products through Amazon. The Federal Trade Commission is reportedly reaching out to those small Apple resellers to understand the impact that Apple's deal with Amazon had on their business. As part of the deal, many independent resellers were forced off of Amazon completely. Third-party sellers are still allowed to sell refurbished devices below original prices through something called the Amazon Renewed program. Entry into that program, however, is limited to companies selling over $10 million worth of products per year, and again, that eliminates many independent and small businesses. The end goal of the investigation is still unclear, but it's yet another inquiry into Apple over potential antitrust issues. Apple last week released its third quarter earnings, and a new report this weekend explores Apple's growing investment in research and development. During the fiscal third quarter of 2019, Apple spent $4.2 billion on research and development, and that marks the most Apple has ever spent on R&D during a single quarter. With spending of $4.2 billion, that means Apple spent 7.9% of its total revenue on research and development during the quarter. According to CNBC, that marks the highest percentage of Apple's revenue spent on R&D since 2003. And it also means Apple is on track to spend over $16 billion on research and development during 2019. While Apple's R&D spending was up in Q3, it still lags behind that of many other technology companies. During the same quarter, Microsoft spent 13.4% of its revenue on R&D, while Google invested 15.7% of its revenue in research and development. Rounding out today, Facebook is planning to make its ownership of Instagram and WhatsApp more clear. In a statement, Facebook said that it wants to be clearer about which products and services are a part of Facebook. Both Instagram and WhatsApp will now display new From Facebook tags in the App Store as well as on their respective login screens. This should make it much more apparent that both apps are owned by Facebook, with the apps now being branded as Instagram from Facebook and WhatsApp from Facebook. Facebook's announcement comes as a report last week said the Federal Trade Commission is investigating the company over antitrust concerns. One focus for the investigation is said to be the company's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp, and whether those purchases were part of its efforts to hinder competition. Additionally, the rebrand comes as Facebook is developing a unified messaging platform that would merge conversations from Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a detailed look at some of the new features in Logic Pro. Meanwhile, Bradley Chambers also shared the latest article in his Apple at Work series focusing on remote app installations for K-12 and enterprise users. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.